drums and vibes. Me voy a Pinar del Río. It's a Celia Cruz song about going back to Pinar del Río, the hometown of Raúl Malo's father. Our program is produced in collaboration with colleagues in the School of Liberal Arts at Tulane University, with support from the National Endowment for the Arts, the New Orleans Tourism and Cultural Fund, and Jim Hart. I'm Nick Spitzer, and this is American Roots from PRX, Public Radio Exchange.
It's 12 o'clock. There's another hour of American Roots coming up next. You're listening to 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, at 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at kaxe.org. The remainder of 2025 may be the perfect time for you to give an end-of-year gift to KAXE. 2026 will introduce new changes to tax rules concerning charitable deductions. Consider working with a financial advisor to see if right now is the right time to increase your support of people-powered radio, KAXE. Let's kick off hour two of American Roots.
This is American Roots from New Orleans. Coming up this hour, a live set with the Cajun band extraordinaire, led by Wilson Savoy, the Pine Leaf Boys, where Louisiana French waltzes and two steps meet rock and roll and country. And to start, Ruben Moreno and the Zydeco G's with a Tex-Mex Creole hip-hop tune about pandemic love. Give me 6 feet on American Roots.
Are you breathing the boot? Your boy stuck in a star. It's the bling from your crown, loving you from afar. This thing we got now is this video chat. Wish I could get with you, Amy, next to all that. My heart keeps pounding to a Zydeco beat. So go ahead and shake your features on your trees. After the lockdown, you about to see. Give me 6 feet, you can back the thing up. Just don't back it up on me. Watching you move, your body starts to sweat to our Zydeco groove. I'm standing in line as far as eyes can see. Anything to get my baby right in next to me. I'm a little stressed out, got my mind a wreck. Ain't nothing that can give me you my stimulus check. Just a little while longer and you'll see what I mean. Give me 6 feet, you can back that thing up. Just don't back it up for me. Looking real fast. Spread love by the limit. It's a damn shame. Trying to get ahead in this government game. Flew through this trip, got you coming and going. Through our love's long distance, it keeps growing and growing. Craziest stuff going down by degree. Give me 6 feet, you can back that thing up. Just don't back it up on me. Now, baby, won't you give me 6 feet? Ooh, baby. That sweet brown sugar got me licking my lips. Slow it down, baby, while you're working those hips. You got finished last, cause they women converse. Man, I need a sip, I done worked up a thirst. So baby, keep some distance, cause it's you I wanna see. Give me 6 feet, you can back that thing up. Now you can back it up on me. Now baby, won't you give me 6 feet? Now baby, won't you, yeah, give me 6 feet? Now baby, won't you?
Somewhere in a Creole town, you start. stop and let me show you your way around. You let the bon ton rule. You let the mule pull. Now don't you be no fool. You let the bon ton rule. I got a Creole belle. She's one fine dish. But she's got ways like the old crawfish. She don't do nothing but race and all night. But when it comes to loving, she's a much all right. We let the bon ton rule. We let the mule pull. Now don't you be no fool. We let the bon ton rule. You want to have yourself some real fine fun? Go down in Louisiana and you get you one. You find them cutting cane all down the line. I've got a cotton picker, she's a really fine. We let the bon ton rule. We let the mule pull. Now don't you be no fool. We let the bon ton rule. Country to the Zydeco and let the bon ton rule and let the mule pull. Now don't you be no fool. You let the bon ton rule.
Bon ton rule. Clarence Garlow from Beaumont, Texas, 1950, with an early definitive R&B song about the Creole Zydeco dance scene. As we morph to another East Texan with Creole roots in the oil-patched border village of Orange, Texas, Gatemouth Brown with Honky Tonk on American Roots.
can hear the jukebox play. Alors avec moi pour ton roulet. Mais I can hear the jukebox play. Alors avec moi pour ton roulet.
Aye.
Alors avec moi pour ton roulet. I can hear the jukebox play. Alors avec moi pour ton roulet. I can hear the jukebox play.
I do get it, Papa.
Touche pas ton radio, babe. This is American Roots.
I'm leaving it up to you.
Yvette Landry, singing with Roddy Romero on her 2014 recording, backed by steel guitarist Richard Como, covering Dale and Grace's number one hit from 1963. Before that, the band Rufus Jagno's regional hit about the fellow who sings along with the bar's jukebox, Opelousas Sostan. And we are back in studio when we return with an American Roots live concert and conversation with the Pine Leaf Boys, Justin Minute, on American Roots.
Green Cheese listeners know how important it is to support stations like KAXE KBXE.
Anyone who can, be sure to donate, because as all of us know, we listen to this Green Cheese and all the other programming on the stations. We really, really love it and don't want anything to happen to it. So it's really important to give what you can. Ever since you left.
one thing I wanted to do is I wanted to talk to everybody out there. Radio is important when it's unique and it's interesting and it's local, and given your current funding situation, everybody out there should be doing something about that, no matter how little it is. If everybody did something, it makes a tremendous difference. Think about Saturday nights with no green cheese. That sounds terrible.
It would be so boring.
This is the queen, and I'm going to make an edict. All cheeses, get your checkbooks out and send in some money to our favorite station and show, and my check will be in the mail tomorrow.
Donate now at KAXE.org.
This is American Roots, live from New Orleans Esplanade Studios. We asked the venerable Pine Leaf Boys to make the big journey across the Atchafalaya Swamp from Lafayette and their Louisiana Prairie Cajun homeland down the Mississippi River to New Orleans, all to play on a live stream as the pandemic closed the dance halls of French Louisiana. The band includes Wilson Savon, accordion and piano, Jean Bertrand, guitar, Chris Segura, fiddle, and Drew Simon, drums. The Pine Leaf Boy, two-step. On American Roots.
M'a quitté mon temps d'aller, quand aller, j'avais pas un livre. Moi je connais, ça fait du monde. Oui, chaque fois que moi je te vois, t'en aller si loin d'ici. Moi je connais, ça me fait la peine. Sauf je dis, mais moi je peux voir, c'est trop tard pour moi et toi. Oui. Des patrons, ça t'a fait y'a pas longtemps. Savez-moi, t'as quasiment châtie que ça me fait la peine. So je dis, mais moi je peux voir, c'est trop tard pour moi et toi. Oui!
Next, we're going to do a tune called Dream of Me. In French, we call it Rêve à moi. And we're going to get Mr. Drew Simon to sing it for y'all back here.
Fais m'en aller, c'est pour ça j'apprends brailler. Et à cette heure, je peux faire mes séries rêver. Rêve juste à moi, quand je m'écoute pas jambler, juste à toi. Rêve juste à moi.
Oh, oui.
en charge sur mon idée. Y a une chose que moi je peux pas comprendre. Tu m'as fait m'en aller, c'est pour ça que j'apprends brailler. Et à cette heure, tu peux faire mes ses rêver. Rêve juste à moi. Quand je m'écoute, je vais jongler juste à toi.
Hey, is it hard to play dance music when there's nobody dancing?
Yes, it is very
But they
hard
are dancing.
Oh, we just can't see them.
They are dancing.
Right. I see you got that accordion. Is that one you made or your daddy made? Who made that one?
My dad made this for me. It's my first accordion.
Is that right?
Yeah, my dad made it for me. He gave it to me when I was about 13. And this was made from a tree that my grandfather planted. Yeah, and when he died, the tree had died shortly after. True, my dad cut the tree down. It was a dead tree at that point. It was a sassafras tree. And made this accordion.
That is roots music.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually ran over it one time with my car. Oh, I shouldn't say that. My dad might hear that, but I had put it behind my car one time and ran over it, and it was fine.
Well, it sounds good, so we just got to keep asking you to blow a little bit of air there.
We can do that. This is one we recorded on our last CD. I think it's or one of those CDs,
and it's "I Love You Always."
Yeah, "I Love You Always" or "I Love You Still" in French can be either or. You know, je t'aime toujours. So I guess it depends on the context.
So is this a waltz or a two-step?
Two-step.
All right.
And the waltz, you know, every two-step has a common waltz. So this one comes from the Reno Waltz, which is a famous Cajun waltz. So if you play it as a waltz, you have a whole new song.
There you go.
You know, so sometimes we'll take every song and just play the opposite, you know. So here we go. Je t'aime toujours. Pardonner, tu sais, tu m'avais dit. Dans mon cœur, qu'on ait quitté la scène. C'est pour ça, je te dis, mon, je t'aime toujours.
This is American Roots, and we've got the Pine Leaf Boys who are bringing us the classic sound of Cajun music. They're very current and contemporary, but y'all dig deep into the roots for your sound, your repertoire.
We do. We go pretty on both ends of the spectrum, I find. You know, we love the old stuff, but we love new stuff, too. We have different influences from rockabilly to country to jazz music. We try to incorporate all of our different genres that we love into our music.
Yeah. Yeah, and Drew Simon was playing the T-Fair back there this time.
I was, yeah, a little bit, yeah.
It's you're a good multitasker, Drew. I mean, you can sing and play T-Fair at the same time.
I've been doing it a while. I'm just getting used to it now.
Yeah.
Long time.
It's not easy to do. It's like rubbing your belly and patting your head kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
You do all that at the same time. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm sure there are unusual talents all over here in the Pine Leaf Boys, and we'll find out about more of them, but what's next?
Well, we can do one that's kind of fun. It's called Allons Rock and Roll.
Yeah, well, Allons Rock and Roll. I think that means let's rock and roll.
Very good.
Yeah. It's French,
that's
Cajun
some,
French,
French
one.
French 101 right there, yeah. We'll do this for our bass player who's at home, Thomas David, because of social quarantine, and they told us only four. But I hope he's at home right now playing the bass, you know. I'm sure he's at home right now playing with us, you know. Maybe we can add him to the feed.
Yeah, we'll add it in a later track.
Right. All right, here we go. It's called Allons Rock and Roll. Let's go rock and roll.
Well, I don't know. I've been told ain't up have made sweet rock and roll, my baby. Oh, my pretty baby. Let's get together, rock and roll all night. Well, if you got money, I got time. This boat time, gonna spend my time, my baby. Ooh, let's get together, rock and roll all night. Well, let's get together, rock and roll all night.
Your dad is a deep traditionalist, makes accordions, plays fiddle. How does he feel about all the changing music? You know, his son's out there playing French music all over the world. I'm sure he's proud of you, but does he have an opinion on any of this?
He likes the really old stuff, is no question. You know, anything like 1960 and before, you know, from, you know, he loves all that stuff. He doesn't really relate or understand the more evolutionary Cajun music, like what's happening after all that, you know?
You mean there's a difference between a father and a son in Cajun culture, generationally? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, my dad was born in 1940.
Uh-huh.
Right, so he just loves old. My dad likes the kind of music, he says, that when the power goes out, you can still play. That's what he likes, nothing electric, which is weird because he asked me to play electric keyboard in the family band many years later.
You know, speaking of the keyboard, we do have a piano here.
I noticed, it's a little honky-tonk.
Yeah, and I know you're not alienated by honky-tonk pianos.
No, that's my first love was the piano.
Is it?
Yeah. Which in Cajun music, you don't hear too much piano, because when you do hear it, they usually only play these last 10 buttons, you know, on the piano. It's always like... They don't realize there's a whole another like 70 something. So
but you, however, have
my
gone.
My goal is to play the other 70 buttons on the keyboard. So yeah,
Wilson Savoy at the 88s.
So it's called "Keep Your Hands Off of It," which I think is very relevant in this day and age.
If it don't belong to you, keep your hands off of it. If it don't belong to you, I wanna give you my loving. Don't care what you do.
Well, now just in case you made a mistake, I'm just talking about my birthday cake. Now keep your hands off my butt if it don't belong to you. I wanna give you my loving, don't care what you do. My days all night. Well, I'm an old pop liner, lay those pipes all day. I got a 45 women just waiting to draw my pay. Well, I'm just in case I made a mistake. How'd you talk about birthday cake? But keep your hands off of it if it don't mean I belong to you. Well, I'm giving my love, don't care what you do. Come on, Mr. Chris.
Wilson Savoy on the piano. How about that? But that's wonderful to hear you doing that.
Well, thank you.
Can I talk to some of these other gentlemen?
Absolutely.
Here? I know you have much to say. Your family is a family of speakers.
Well, these guys have a lot to say, too.
Tout le band parle français. Everyone in the band speaks French.
Oui,
huh?
Oui.
C'est plaisé pour moi parler anglais pour l'audience en général, but we can try a little bit. So I just had a little question over there for Jean Bertrand. Jean, I saw that you kind of started life as a cowboy. A lot of Cajun cowboys out there on the prairies.
Yeah, we were grew up out in the country. Not, you know, weren't a whole lot of the kids my age, and it's all old dudes that ran around speaking French and doing Cajun stuff and cowboy stuff. So.
Yeah.
Did that until I ran into these guys.
Out on the prairies, lots of cowboys, and then, of course, there's rice farming and soybeans and all that stuff. Kind of, and it's an old cattle area, really.
Right. It grows grass without trying. You have to do all kind of other stuff to make it do everything else.
Rainfall is helpful.
Right. Now, you leave it alone, it's going to make grass on it, and the cow will eat the grass. But, you know, to make rice, you got to, like, pull levees and put water on it and fertilize it.
Well, some people rotate their crops where they might have one year they're going to have soybeans, the next year crawfish.
Yeah, they rotate
back to rice.
I'm biased. I just want to put cows on and walk away and go play music.
Uh-huh.
Of course, Jean grew up in a rice culture. It's all about the rice. His dad's a mega rice farmer.
Dad loves rice, and
Okay. Yeah. Drew, how about you? Where did you get into all this?
I started late playing music. I was 18. My brother started a band, and he needed a drummer. And I was like, well, I think I can teach myself how to play drums. So I did. And then I'll never forget, I was just started at UL in Lafayette.
Mm-hmm. University of Louisiana.
University of Louisiana, Lafayette. And I was coming out of my first class, and I'll never forget seeing Wilson and Chris out busking, right? They're playing music. So that was 18 years ago, and I started hanging out with him, and like Jean said, we ran into these guys, and we started a band.
So he met his wife?
Yeah.
It all fits together.
I met my wife through these guys. You know, if it wouldn't been for Cedric Watson playing out on his car outside, my wife wouldn't have slammed on her brakes and backed up, and because she wanted to learn how to play the fiddle herself. So, yeah, so it all comes back to Cajun music.
Yeah. So what should we go on with here, gentlemen?
Well, I'm going to do one that I like to play. It's called Mes Chats Yeux Noirs, Little Dark Eyes. About a man, he's sitting on his porch in his rocking chair, watching the sun go down, waiting for his loved one to come home.
Dark Eyes, Wilson Savoy playing an accordion his father made, and Chris Segura playing a fiddle, the 12th, that he made, with the rest of the Pine Leaf Boys, live in American Roots from Esplanade Studios. We'll travel more around French Louisiana, including stops for the blues in Bosco and a Merle Haggard song, a La Church Point, when this edition of American Roots Live comes back around.
We will get you right back to more from American Roots. Thanks for tuning in to People Powered Radio KAXE. I'm Malachi Coons. There is live music today. Diddy Wish and the Greenlight Band presenting the Jingle Jam. That's happening at the Ore House in Gilbert at 4 o'clock. And they'll be bringing that same show to Grand Rapids coming up on Thursday, December 18th. That'll be at Clockout Brewing at 6 p.m. Keep it right here. We've got On the River. Gail Otteson will be your host coming up at 1 o'clock and Shiro's Radios after that from 3 to 4. Let's get you right back to American Roots now on KAXE.
I'm Nick Spitzer. Let's get back to our session with the Pine Leaf Boys, recorded during early COVID days at Esplanade Studios in New Orleans. Here's a Cajun blues named after a small French-speaking town on the southwest Louisiana prairies. Blues de Bosco on American Roots Live.
Bye. Don Bosco. Parti per la fe para mi amor.
I got to tell people out there in Eunice, Louisiana, there's a great Savoie Music Center that many have visited over the years, and it includes visitors that want to play music on Saturday mornings. But it's really mainly the workshop for your dad over the years, making accordions and helping people get their sounds right.
The Saturday morning jam session is still going on, but during the pandemic, they stopped it.
Okay.
He's been doing it for 50 years, never canceled one. But then for the last month and a half, they had to cancel it because a lot of the people who go there are of the older generation. So to be safe, they stopped doing them for a while.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's a great place. And I should mention, I mean, your whole family makes music. I mean, your father's a great instrumentalist, a National Heritage Award winner from the National Endowment for the Arts. Your mother is a wonderful singer and guitarist and author. And I know your brother, Joel, produces records, an incredible fiddle player, went to China with him.
That's
I think
right.
He's still there, actually. He made it back.
I wonder what happened to him.
Yeah. and then you got sisters.
Got a sister, Sarah. She lives in France, has a Cajun band in France.
Is that in Paris?
She was living in Paris. Now she lives a little bit outside of Paris. She just had a new baby.
All right.
And I got a younger sister, Gabi, who's also an artist and very involved in art for Cajun music and making shirts and all that kind of stuff. So very involved in all facets of Cajun music, for sure.
Yeah. Well, people used to joke that the Savoie family was a sort of a one-family Cajun revival. But it doesn't feel like a revival. It just feels like continuity to me.
My dad would say, revival, it never died to begin with.
There you go. Yeah. Somebody's got to stand up for his point of view.
Right.
Well, I really love how you fold in different kinds of music to Cajun music. And I was listening to something, I'm not sure I can just simply say, could you do this one? But maybe I will. It's called What's the Matter with My Baby?
Wow, that's unusual. That's an unusual request.
Did somebody request that? Request
I requested
you?
It.
Well, Nick, we have to
I know there's
Nick,
millions
then.
Of people out there, but I'm in a lucky position here to the right of the Pine Leaf Boys.
Yeah. Don't we play that after one song usually?
After,
We do this.
Cajun Church Point.
Yeah. I'll do a little piece of Cajun from Church Point. We'll go into his.
And Cajun from Church Point is a takeoff on the Merle Haggard Okie from Muskogee.
Correct.
It is almost the same melody, and we talk about eating boudin and going to the village on every Saturday.
And Le Mans, c'est le plus gros thrill of all?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
love and still the biggest thrill of all?
That's
all
it.
All right.
We'll do this for all the folks out there from Church Point, Paul Daigle, and whoever else lives out there. The Church Point Buggy Fest.
Church boy, yeah, la baguette.
matin, c'est du toujours noir. M'a quitté et il m'a fait du mal. Passez à mon petit bébé, à se rappeler plus moi. M'a quitté à ce matin, la vêtue noire. M'a quitté, disait, qui m'a fait du mal. Vas-y à mon petit bébé, à se laver plus moi.
How about that?
Request. Yeah, it's been a while since we did that.
I couldn't remember the ending, so I just made that up.
Oh, it's a perfect pairing.
It's just like we recorded it. Perfect.
Yeah, all good, man.
Well, this is special because it's very rare you get to see us sitting down playing kind of an acoustic form of Cajun music. You know, normally we have our flamethrowers and like the light show and the background right, singers, right. But this is a lot more stripped down version. So this is a special thing.
Yeah, sure. You know, the idea of a flamethrower at an old Cajun wooden dance hall is a little scary to me, but you know.
Well, that's why there's no more dance halls in Louisiana.
All the wooden ones are gone. But you know, I've seen you guys, I think at La Poussière, and I've seen you out in a bunch of country dance halls. And
La Poussière and Lakeview Park, those are two great ones.
Oh, they are. Set the scene for folks who've never been to the country Cajun dance halls, or even the city dances. I mean, what's the vibe? Who's there? The ages?
Well, I mean, Brobridge probably has, in my opinion, like the oldest dance hall still out there. You walk in, the ceilings are like, and it seems to me like they're about 6 foot high. You almost have to duck your head to get on. And the stage, when I'm playing, I mean, if I do this, I hit my hand on the ceiling. a long room, even longer than this probably. And these old people, they walk in, and they seem like they can barely walk. It must be a game, because then they get on the dance floor, and they throw their cane and start running in circles with their partner.
Yes.
It's amazing. And
music has an impact
yeah.
on health.
And then these young cats walk in and think they can hang, and they want to be all cool and dance the wrong. You have to dance in the right direction.
Oh, yeah.
And they was like hippie dancing in the wrong direction. Those old people would come, and they just like run over them like a truck.
Sharp elbow time.
Oh, yeah. So great dance hall. It's currently closed because for obvious reasons, but when it reopens after all this is over, you got to visit it. Like,
yeah.
And also Lakeview Park in Eunice.
Yeah.
A giant barn.
I mean, people are missing that contact and going to those dance halls. And I think
come
everyone.
Back. There's a need for that. Eventually, people are going to have it back.
Yeah. I'm hopeful, though, that a lot of this music streaming from artists all over continues and just kind of cuts out the middle some of the time.
Well, I've been doing almost every night, I get a cocktail and I sit down and drink a cocktail. And just play solo accordion, which in my opinion would be very lame. Nobody would want to watch that. And yet people tune in and they make song requests and they watch it, and they enjoy it. A lot of people write me emails how much they enjoy that. Never in my life would I have thought, had it not been for this pandemic, that people are going to sit down on a computer and watch a dude play solo accordion.
Right.
So I've learned a lot. Like, there's actually people who still appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
I'm guessing the clock on the clubhouse wall is beginning to wind down. We just have about 5 minutes to go. So what would you all like to go out on?
Well, we all live in Lafayette. I live in Lafayette. He lives in Lafayette. He lives in Lafayette. He lives in Elton, which is a suburb of Lafayette. Anyway, so we're playing a little tune. This is the first Cajun song ever recorded with a guitar and an accordion, husband and wife, Joe Falcon, Cleoma Falcon, and they call it Allons à Lafayette.
Let's go to Lafayette one more time. Pine Leaf Boys, everybody give them a big round out there for us, would you? Maybe
cheers.
We'll have a round when it's
cheers.
Over.
Cheers, cheers, y'all. Prost. King G, first chord C.
Lafayette, the Pine Leaf Boys, with a song for the home place, bringing our American Roots live set at Esplanade Studios to a close. American Roots Live was produced in collaboration with the Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserve and Tulane University's School of Liberal Arts. Our presenting stations, WWNO-FM, at the University of New Orleans. Special thanks to National Park Service Ranger Matt Hamsey, remix engineer Rick Nelson of Marini Studios in New Orleans. Thanks also to Jason Ryan and Chris Finney at Elephant Quilt Productions and Mimi White of White Oak Productions. Our American Roots crew included Maureen Loughran, Olivia Broslowski, Lauren Callahan, Steve Martin, and the late Ken Mills, as well as Tulane students Gavin Hannenberg and Aaron Sterling. Thanks to the National Endowment for the Arts for their continued support, as well as the New Orleans Tourism and Cultural Fund and stalwart Jim Art in Chicago. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and our website, AmericanRoots.org, where all programs and interviews stream. You can also support our archives there, and we love hearing from you. Just send us a note with your home and station to mail at amroutes.org. Stay well. Until that time, I'm Nick Spitzer for American Roots from PRX, Public Radio Exchange.
American Roots. Tune in every Sunday from 12 o'clock until 1 o'clock, and then stay for more music.